Bears Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite.
You guys, we've said all along we wanted to improve the athleticism and speed on our defense, and we've definitely done that with Leonard Floyd. This guy lines up all over the field for Georgia. We see him as an outside linebacker in our defense. Just brings great athleticism for a guy that tall with that kind of length. Brings some juice to our defense that we need and will definitely help our pass rush. Be happy to take any questions.
Ryan, could you expand a little bit about why for the first time in 2 decades this franchise moved up in the draft to take a guy like Leonard Floyd?
Yeah, we had, you know, pretty strong feel he could go somewhere right in that area, and we were concerned that he would go, you know, a couple picks ahead of us. So it was, hey, there was a guy we identified, a guy we wanted, so let's not sit on our hands. And I think, again, like I said before, the luxury of having some extra picks gives us the ammunition to do those kind of things. So, you know, there was a consensus on this player. All the scouts, all the coaches, all had this guy graded very similar. So for me, that kind of makes it an easier decision. And then in addition to that, you know, it fills a major need on our defense. So we were excited about it, and we wanted to be aggressive and ensure we got the guy we wanted.
Do you see his frame being able to add more weight and strength? It's kind of worrisome.
Yeah, you know, we spent a lot of time with this guy. We brought him here on a 30 visit, and we do a lot of body analysis on those kind of things. And, you know, John always says this, we can get him stronger, we can get him bigger, but we can't get him faster or more athletic. And so he's definitely fast and athletic. And I think we'll add that. One thing that I like that he does is he's got such great length. Guys don't get into his body. So when you see him playing the run on the edge of the defense, he uses his hands really well. And he plays with such great separation that it's hard for guys to get into him. And I think that helps him a lot, even though he's a little thinner frame.
Why do you think, Ryan, why do you think he'll be able to put up big stack numbers in the NFL, be a pass rusher, when you look at his numbers at college, they were not, you know,
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, when you watch the tape, they move him all over. So he's such a versatile athlete. So he's playing inside linebacker one snap. Then the next snap, it's like he's playing nickel and he's running down the field with a slot receiver. And then when they rush him, you see him in all these different positions. I think with him playing more of a pass rush position, he'll have more production.
How much faith do you have in Fangio developing him? I mean, he's got a great track record. He was in San Francisco with Alden Smith. How much did that play a role?
It's huge. You know, and Vic likes this guy a lot, as well as Clint Hurt does too. So both those guys are excellent coaches. So it just gives me a lot of confidence when we bring somebody like this into the building for them to further develop the player. In addition, this player has the right kind of attitude and mindset for that. I mean, he's hungry. He's high energy. He plays with a lot of enthusiasm and passion. And I think that all just kind of comes together for a lot of growth.
Ron, what do you see?
At the point of attack,
yeah.
First the run.
Yeah.
It's again, Rich, it's just the ability to play with that great separation. So he doesn't get wired to blocks because he separates and guys can't get into him. So he's able to shed because of his length and his hand use.
John talked about you know, the sub package and how often you guys are in it and wanting that speed. Is that kind of the way you see him helping with that situational pass rush abilities?
No doubt. He'll be an outside linebacker in base. And then in sub, we can move these guys all around. And when you watch the film on him, he's not just rushing from an outside linebacker position. He's floating in the middle of the defense and then shooting through an interior gap with great bursts. So I don't think you can have enough pass rushers in today's game. I think if you look at the playoffs this past year, it really showed that. So you need to load up on pass rushers, and I think that's what we're doing.
And Georgia had him at times running, you know, running with receivers or tight ends. Do you see him doing that as well?
It's hard to find outside linebackers that can rush the passer but also have the versatility to drop into coverage. And he can do that. And what's rare is that when a guy's that tall and long and he's running down the field like that and he's changing direction like that, you just don't see that very often. So it's very attractive.
Coach Fox has been around two guys, and Julius Peppers, Von Miller, get outside, get to the quarterback. How much did you lean on him for this pick, given that he's been around a lot of prototypes?
Oh, yeah, he's been pounding the table to add these kind of guys for a while now. So, you know, we would talk a lot throughout the season, hey, Ryan, we got to get off the field on third down. We got to get off the field on third down. We need you guys to help us in that area, and this is the type of player that can help that. So, again, add a major pass rush threat to our defense.
Right, he didn't finish either of his workouts, I guess, at the combine and pro day. What did you guys make of that?
Yeah, we spent a ton of time with him. I mean, we were at those workouts. We interviewed him at the combine. We brought him here. We got a lot of coaches that had background with him, and so, you know, he's. I think at his pro day, he had a stomach virus. But I'm telling you, when you see this guy on tape, Some guys, I mean, these workouts are important, you know, so you can see their speed and change of direction in their hips. But some guys, man, the athleticism is so evident on tape. These workouts matter, but you just got to be careful with it.
One thing he didn't do at either was bench. Any concerns about his functional strength, specifically with how he defends the run?
No, because you see it on tape. Again, you don't see guys getting into him. You know, guys that I feel like struggle against the run, they let defenders or offensive linemen get into their chest, and they just get engulfed by these blocks. And he doesn't do that. He plays with such great separation. I think it prevents that from happening.
Was there a game where you guys first really got into him this year and said this could be?
Yeah, there wasn't one specific game. A guy this high in the draft, we were watching every single game throughout his whole collegiate career. So it was just all of us coming together, a vision for the player, coaches and scouts feeling the same way about it, and just a lot of confidence in him going forward.
Right, is the Alden Smith comparison valid, or is that putting too much on this guy?
And Alden Smith is a rare player. I mean, that'd be a great thing if this guy becomes that type of talent, you know.
Right, can you take us through the mechanics of the trade, how it materialized, who you spoke to?
Throughout the last probably 48 hours, we're talking the whole time. Jason and I are close over the years, so it's easy for me and him to communicate. So you're just talking to teams up and down in the draft, and for him, you know, we waited until they were on the clock, and it just worked out for both parties. And again, having two fourth-round picks for us this year was valuable in allowing us to do something like this and ensure we get the player we wanted, you know. So.
Did you speak to him on the phone or text message?
Jason, on the phone. Okay. On the phone throughout the day and then on the phone while we were on the clock. So.
Can you talk more about Floyd's character, what he told you about his life and things like that? Obviously, you're high on him.
Yeah, you know, he's from a really small town in Georgia, and just when you meet him and talk to him, he's just such a genuine guy, and football is really important in his life. You know, at Georgia, there was times where he sat in three different meeting rooms, which tells you about his intelligence, and they were playing him in so many different roles. So he has a natural charisma to him, kind of like Kevin White has that same kind of charisma when you walk in a room. Leonard has that too.
What's his ideal playing weight? I think he played around like 225, 230, 244 at the combine.
Probably in the 240s, you know, and you got to do it the right way, because the last thing we want to do is bulk this guy up and all of a sudden now you're taking away from what he does best. You know, you see some guys put on too much weight too fast and then they look stiff or they lose some of that twitch that makes them a special player. So we got to do it the right way. And I got a lot of, we talk about confidence in our coaches, a lot of confidence in our strength and conditioning coaches, our sports science director, Jen Gibson, to get Leonard at an optimal playing weight to maximize his talent.
Ryan, what's the best challenge when you're watching a guy like Leonard Floyd on tape, who does, you know, taking into account what that defense does and the way they moved him, and then translating him to what he can do for your defense?
Yeah, you got to watch a lot of tape, you know. But you see him. I mean, you see him come off the edge, and you see him beat people with outside speed and bend the corner. He's got a great inside spin move that's really difficult to defend. And again, you see him playing the run, you know. So you see all those things. I mean, the guy rarely comes off the field. I mean, you're watching a lot of these college guys, and they're getting subbed in and out at critical moments of the game, and that's kind of a concern, right? This guy never comes off the field, and so you see him playing a lot of different positions. He's got great stamina, so all that's there.
So can he stay in the field this next level? Is he going to be a situational guy in year one, or how do you?
You know, we got a lot to play out, you know. And again, I just like that we're loading up on pass rushers. I like all our guys at that position, and I don't think you can have enough of those guys, really, because you can use them a variety of ways.
I got to ask you, you've done this for a long time. When the Tunsil video came out, what did you guys say? Have you ever seen anything like that?
I don't know, man. Nothing surprises me anymore. You know, nothing surprises me. So it's just like, something. There'll be something tomorrow that'll surprise you, too.
So he wasn't a guy that you were even looking at, or I mean, that didn't affect you in any way?
No, yeah.
You talked a lot about his length. And I was just wondering if in today's NFL, is arm length, is that getting more and more important each year?
Great question. It's important for every single position. We used to sit there and talk about it just for offensive linemen or just for defensive linemen. I think arm length is important for every position. I mean, we were just talking about it the other day with tight ends. And we try to track these traits to good, successful players in the NFL and try to narrow it down. We collect so much data. Guys, let's simplify this down and find out what are the most important traits. And arm length, we find, is critical for almost every single position.
No concern the fact that he's going to be 24 years old?
No. I mean, we talked about that, but no concern with that. He's good. Young, yeah, He's a young body like you.
You
see a lot of these kids in this draft, I guess, except for the kid from North Dakota, all coming from, you know, power conference, SEC, Pac-12, Big Ten. How much of a training ground or proving is that important to develop these kids to get the next one?
I mean, it's good to see them in the SEC and all these big conferences against major competition. I mean, you can see what it's going to be like, you know, facing NFL talent. But, and I've been part of a team in the past that had a lot of success with small school players, so it doesn't scare me away. But, I mean, it is, I guess there's a little bit of reassurance when you see him playing against that high level. But, I mean, we drafted Jari Evans from Bloomsburg. He ended up being one of the better guards in the NFL, and Colston from Hofstra. So I think there's examples. You just got to look at them all on a case-by-case basis. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, thanks, guys. Thank you.